It's time to get real with Mike Murphy. Take off the blinders and wake up to what is going on in the world. Mike is sharing unfiltered truth so you, the listener, can make your own decisions and cut through the noise of what mainstream media is saying. Mike is bringing you real news, real problems, real solutions, and real hope. Question everything. Open your mind, own your power, and get real now with Mike Murphy.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, or good evening, wherever you're joining us from today. Today is September 2nd, 2020. It's Wednesday, which is the end of my week. It's been a very fruitful week. But I'm off tomorrow. I spend so much time today. We have 54 news stories I'm going to try to get through for you today. I just couldn't stop. The news is like changing so quickly, and I think I know where they're taking us. So I want you guys to be prepared. I want to be prepared, but I want you to be prepared too. So we're brought to you by Transformation Talk Radio up in Seattle. We have the lovely Olivia as our producer today. I'm down in Palm Springs where I haven't even been outside, but I think it's about 110. So yesterday our show got, I thought it was a really good show, by the way, but YouTube didn't. So they took it down. But we archive all of our shows at MikeMurphyUnfiltered.com. So if you missed yesterday's show, September 1st, it was a really good show. And if you want to watch it, it's always there. You can go back and watch it. So if you like what we're doing, please share. We're growing like crazy. The comments are really, really good. We're positive. We're optimistic that we're making some sort of impression out there to help people wake up to what's coming, because I think it's going to get ugly here in a second. So if you like us, please, share it, hit the like button, subscribe, and all that good stuff. Next week's going to be pretty interesting. So Monday is a holiday, so Transformation Talk Radio is closed. So I won't have a producer. So we're going to pre-record this Friday at 11 a.m. We are going to be, the whole hour is going to be on this book called The Creation Frequency. It has nothing to do with politics or the way the country is messed up. It's really a very unique story that happened to me 30, 40 years ago, where someone, I was lucky, someone taught me this process of manifestation, law of attraction. The book sells extremely well, but we're going to spend a whole hour. It'll air Monday at 5 p.m., but if you'd like to be on the show, if you have any interest in law of attraction, manifesting a better life, and understanding that it's how energy, vibration, frequency works, and how we can really, our thoughts are things, and that we can bring things into our physical reality using our thoughts and our emotions. And if you'd like to be on the show and learn more about it, we're looking for some guests. We are gonna pre-record it this Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific. And if you want to be on the show and you contribute, I'll give you a free copy of the book. I also have an online course that retails for $397. I'll give that for you for free. So if you'd like to be on the show, or if you know somebody that really is challenged right now and wants to turn their life around, I'd love to work with them. And it's going to be a very special show. Then on Tuesday, again, I will be traveling. So we're going to pre-record that morning an interview with Dane Whittington of geoengineeringwatch.org. And he's really about chemtrails and what they spray out of these airplanes all over us all day long, and how it all ties into COVID-19, BLM, Antifa. And it's going to be a very, very, he's a very smart guy. He's been doing this for a long time. It's going to be a great show and a great interview. So that's coming up next week. So let's get going. We got a lot to cover. I'm going to go fast and furious. So hang in there with me. So I'm going to ask Olivia right now to play the first video. It's a veteran's letter to the National Football League. Thank you. So I wanted to lead the show off with that.
We're the stars.
Sorry. I wanted to lead the show off with that today. So after this show, my niece, Maylia, is also my assistant. So she helps me out with all the stuff that goes on behind the scenes here. And so after each show, I asked her, hey, do you watch the show? What do you think? And she said, well, yesterday you were really intense and you swore. Well, it is Mike Murphy Unfiltered, but I'm trying not to swear. But I'm intense because I see what's happening to this country. And honestly, I didn't realize how much I love this country until I really got involved in this show. You know, I saw this coming in 2015. I created a plan B in Medellin, Colombia. I have a farm. I have another place to live. I have a beautiful life down there. I didn't know they would trick me and shut down all the airports so I couldn't fly anywhere. But what's come out of this is, you know, most people in this country are great, amazing people with a heart of gold. And I'm talking about, I have liberal friends that hate Trump, and I have conservative friends that love Trump. And they're all good people, and they're all believing stuff based on their program. We talked about it yesterday. But the bottom line is, it doesn't matter. Trump doesn't matter. Who wins his election, selection doesn't matter. The problem is us, and the solution is us. And that's the purpose of this show, is for us to wake up and take personal responsibility. So we're going to move on to the next story. This is about Jacksonville Jaguars tight end Tyler Eifert will wear the name of a murdered St. Louis police captain, David Dorn, on his helmet. So, and what I love about this guy, you know, he refused to kneel too. And, man, we got to respect this flag in this country. You know, of course, Black Lives Matter, but all of our lives matter. And this is propaganda. This is an event designed to destroy our country. And they're winning right now. And if we don't wake up, they are going to win. And so that's why it's very important that we pay attention. But I love this guy, Tyler, that, you know, I remember when this guy, this police officer, was assassinated or murdered in St. Louis during the riots. So good for him, you know, to stand up for this. So we'll move on to the next story. We have 54 to cover today. So Kirk Cousins, who I actually like this quarterback, I think he's with Minnesota now, says, I'm just fine with getting the coronavirus. If I die, I die. Vikings quarterback Kirk Cousins does not believe masks work, because they don't, and says that he is at peace with the thought of contracting COVID-19 because it's just a flu or a cold, okay? If I die, I die, Cousins said. These are the kind of leaders we need in this country, not these Joe Biden with a big black mask. I mean, we need people to stand and say, hey, enough is enough. So moving on to the next story, this comes from the Washington Examiner. NBA player calls Trump a dumbass following criticism of poor TV ratings. So Trump tweeted that, you know, the NBA with their Black Lives Matter all over the court, and they're protesting and they're walking off the court and they're not going to play, and they're all multimillionaires. And as I said yesterday, they should be in the inner city working with these kids, teaching these kids, being real role models instead of showboating for their sponsors. A role player on the New Orleans Pelicans basketball team lashed out at President Trump after he poked fun at the National Basketball Association for dismal TV ratings amid league-wide social justice protests. Pelicans forward Josh Hart kept his criticism of the president's jab at the league short, and tweets said on Tuesday, what a dumbass. You know, hey, listen, I think Trump sometimes is stupid and tweets stupid stuff and is arrogant, but he's still the president of the United States. And so let's respect the office, if nothing else. So the next article comes from Breitbart. NBA ratings crash continues. Lakers, big win, least watched game of the series. I got to tell you, this makes me happy. And why? Because these guys are going about it all wrong. They need to go down there and work with these kids that are struggling in these inner cities, and work with these families, and come up with real solutions, like real jobs and real investment, and give some time and some energy and some money where it's needed, not some BS the way I see it. TV ratings for the NBA are still failing, and the clinching game for most woke team of all, the LA Lakers, was the lowest rated game in their series. All I can say is good. All right, so moving on. So the COVID, here's what I think. I think the COVID-19 thing, they might try to lock us down again, but I think they're I think they missed that opportunity because people are waking up. You know, the protests in Berlin, the protests in London, protests in all the other countries except the United States. But we also had all those doctors go to Washington, D.C., hydroxychloroquine and all that stuff. So this article is from the Waking Times. 500 German doctors and scientists, 500, question official COVID-19 story. It is high time that we took this into our own hands. Okay. I think they're losing this. You know, the CDC just came out and said that most of it's wrong. The numbers are wrong. This next article comes from the New York Times. We covered it yesterday. Yikes. New York Times estimates 90% of positive COVID test results really are negative. This whole thing is I've been saying it for a long time, and now a lot of people are saying it's a plandemic, it's a scamdemic, and it was used to cover up the economy. So we don't realize that these people have robbed us blind. They've ruined the value of the dollar. They've created so much debt we'll never recover. But they also want to take away our freedoms. And I think that's what's coming next. But they might not be able to do it with this scamdemic, but they're still going to try. You know, so I don't know how it's going to play out, to be honest with you. But I do think, you know, the deaths are flawed and exaggerated. The testing is flawed and exaggerated. So what's the next thing they're going to try? And by the way, here's an article. Oh, the horror. This comes from PJ Media. Oh, the horror. Sturgis motorcycle rally. COVID-19 numbers are in, and they are shocking. Remember, I don't know how many guys were, motorcycle guys were going to Sturgis, South Dakota. The 80th annual Sturgis motorcycle rally took place from August 7th to 16th. They're a long time in South Dakota. Attendance at the rally was slightly down. 462,000 people, a 7% decrease from 2019. No doubt COVID-19 fears played a part in the attendance reduction. Perhaps those with pre-existing health conditions declined to attend. COVID-19 panic certainly preceded the rally. Indeed, it was predicted that it would be a mass super spreader event that would result in significant illness and death, or not. The numbers are in for the city of Sturgis, and they are quite laughable. More people died from fatal crashes during the rally than from the virus. Surprising. A total of 650 people took advantage of the free testing, with 26 people testing positive for COVID-19. And probably those 26 had no symptoms, no illness, no nothing. It's all a scam, ladies and gentlemen. All right, our next story here. And let me look at my little notes here, because we might have a video to play here. I got to shoot. What did I do? Hang on one second, ladies and gentlemen. I've been working hard all day, and now I'm disorganized. Okay, here we go. So, going to the Regal theaters without a face mask. Olivia, if you'd be so kind as to play this video.
Okay. So, laws against discrimination. I'm here at Regal. Mm-hmm. We're unlimited members. Are you the manager?
Yes, I am.
And you said discrimination laws do not apply to your business.
Did not
say
that.
What did you say?
I said that we are making it where you have to wear face coverings. Mm-hmm.
And when I said the governor's own law says several paragraphs saying businesses must honor medical exemptions, you said, I don't care, we're not honoring that.
I didn't say I don't care.
What did you say?
I said you have to wear face masks and watch movies here.
And I told you I have a medical exemption. The governor's website, in case, obviously you haven't read it. Your manager, your district manager really needs to get on the line because you're claiming you're going to discriminate against.
I'm not discriminating.
Yes, you are. It's covered with the Americans with Disability Act and under several laws of the state of South Carolina. So if you're claiming that you do not have to follow that because you're a quote unquote private business, which is what you just said, you told me you're a private business. So
we are a private business.
Yes. So private businesses do not have to follow discrimination laws?
You're talking for me. All I'm telling you to watch a movie here, mm-hmm. this business, mm-hmm. you have to wear face coverings.
So you do not honor medical exemptions as outlined in the state of South Carolina governor's order. Well, you're not honoring that, yes or no?
All I'm telling you is to watch a movie mm-hmm. here, you have to wear face coverings.
Okay.
That's it. And if we have them to provide, I will give you one mm-hmm. right now.
I'm not wearing a face covering, I have a medical exemption.
But you have to have one to watch a movie.
Are you pretending to be a physician to claim I have to damage myself?
Not.
I hope not. I mean,
because I'm not.
Look, I'm from Los Angeles. I expected you to be more informed. I mean, I'm really surprised, to be honest with you. As you know, we've experienced discrimination. I guess you never have, but for you to actually enact it on us is quite incredible.
I have, but I'm not trying. I don't. All I am telling you,
none of us should. None of us should.
All I am telling you is to watch a movie here. You have to wear face coverings.
And I told you, how are you? Can I ask? Like, I'm trying to be sincere.
You can call our corporate office. Yeah. But all I'm telling you right now, to watch a movie here, you have to wear face coverings.
Okay. Are you aware of the governor's order? Have you read it? I think you should.
Watch the movie here, you have to wash face coverings.
That's in violation of your own governor's order, though.
To watch a movie here, you have to wear face coverings.
Okay.
Period.
What other group do you discriminate against besides...
I don't discriminate against anyone.
You're discriminating against me right now. I just told you I have a disability.
To watch a movie here, you have to wear face coverings.
Okay. Now, are you going to... So, I guess we either have to leave or you could call your competent authority of your company and they'll explain it to you. I'm pretty sure.
You would have to leave, period.
Okay.
If you don't want to wear face coverings.
Okay. So, you're not going to call your authority, your boss, who will explain it to you.
You can call him if you want to.
I could call him? Yep. Do you have the number?
I'll give it to you.
You have a card?
I'll get it for you.
Okay, thank you. Can I ask your name, please?
I'll give it to you.
Okay. They're completely empty anyway. I mean, Regal is always empty every time we come. So he just said we could just discriminate against everyone we want. It's amazing.
So what's interesting, he did call the... that guy's boss. And listen, I feel sorry for the employee. I can empathize with him. He's doing his job. He's got a job to do. I can also relate to the guy that says, hey, man, I got a medical condition. I want to watch a movie. I want to come in and I can't wear this mask. I get it both sides. Okay. Trust me. But what's going to happen, I think, is that lawsuits are going to start to happen. And that's maybe how we can stop this nonsense. We can prove a million times that these masks don't do anything to stop the spread of this. It's all control and power and making us slaves. But explain that to Karen down at Costco. Okay, so next we have the CNN and Twitter. Trump retweeted that CDC report that said that only 6% of the 150,000 people that have died of COVID-19, only 6% died of COVID only. And I don't even believe that, but let's just say it's true. That's like 9,000 people have died of COVID-19 out of 330 million. And we've ruined the economy, we've ruined lives, and we've created a mess. But what's interesting, CNN and Twitter, they wouldn't let him retweet that. So the censorship, I've had two shows censored already. I don't know what I did wrong or what I said, but we're losing our free speech, ladies and gentlemen. And that leads us to the next article from Breitbart. And we're not going to play the video, but this is a pregnant Australian mother arrested for allegedly inciting coronavirus lockdown protests. All she did was post on Facebook. Okay, police in Australia arrested a pregnant 28-year-old woman in front of her partner and two children Wednesday for allegedly planning a coronavirus lockdown protest and promoting it on Facebook. Listen, I used to think Australia was like America and it was free. Well, it's nothing but free. You know, New Zealand is locked down. Australia, these people have lost most of their freedoms. And I think it's New Zealand, you can only go outside for 1 hour a day. Even in Colombia, where I'm from, or have another home, they've been on total lockdown. And they still haven't. The international borders have been closed since March 15th. They've ruined that economy. I mean, Medellin is based on tourism. That's what fuels that city. And it's just a total mess over a fraud, a scamdemic. So anyways, so next story here we have, and that's just terrible what they did to this lady. Next story, Fauci cautiously optimistic we'll have a coronavirus vaccine by the end of 2020. And I was reading yesterday. So in Colombia, starting in September, they found 60,000, in my opinion, stupid people that are healthy that have signed up to take this vaccination, whatever vaccination they're going to give them there. But they're going to start vaccinating people in Colombia in September, 60,000 people. They're already vaccinating people here through Moderna. I think it was 15,000. I'm sorry, folks. I don't even want to get tested. I have to now get tested to fly back to Colombia if and when they ever open the borders. I don't even want to do that because it's all BS. And if you look at this contact tracing, you look at everything that can happen and you come back positive, man, it's insane. So anyways, there you have it. And here's an interview on the next article from Citizen Free Press, which is a great site, by the way. If you really want to know what's going on, I think, you know, they've surpassed Drudge and Breitbart. I think they're really good, a good site for real news. But Trump, this was an interview that he gave to some gal on Fox, and I watched it. And listen, she wasn't a good interviewer, and he wasn't a good interviewee. But he understands why people don't want the vaccine. But he goes, listen, my whole life, I've never had a flu vaccine. I never had the flu. But then when he became president, they made him take the flu vaccine. You make me president, I say, sorry, I haven't taken my whole life. I'm not taking now. So I don't really trust this guy. I don't think he gives honest answers, but maybe he did take the flu vaccine. But he has this Operation Warp Speed. He wants to vaccinate all these people. He wants to have it ideally by the election, definitely by the end of the year. That's where you lose me, you know. It's not going to do any good. They've had the flu vaccine forever. We still have the flu. So anyways, now we have a new commercial on the riots. Would you be so kind to play this for me, Olivia? And I might have thrown you a curveball too.
Yeah. So, which one is so, this?
I have so much going on here. So anyways, there is a new TV commercial on the riots and we'll get to it in a minute. All right. How's that? All right, so here we go. I love this lady. I'm from California, the Bay Area. She's in San Francisco. And Nancy Pelosi was spotted going in and getting her hair blow-dried without a mask. And so six things we've learned from Queen Pelosi's wash and blowout. This is an article from Breitbart. Okay, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was caught red-handed patronizing a San Francisco hair saloon on August 31st for a wash and blowout. I get it, Nancy. You need to look good while you're stealing all of our money and taking all of our rights. And so this guy wrote a very interesting article and gave six reasons why Nancy is Nancy. One, you and I are second-class citizens, you and I, and she's above us. Two, the political media are useless palace guards. Three, Nancy Pelosi doesn't believe masks are necessary for her, but necessary for us. Nancy Pelosi doesn't believe in business closures are necessary, at least the ones that she needs to use, but it's necessary for us. Nancy Pelosi is a liar. Okay, that's unfair. They're all liars. We covered this yesterday. Politicians aren't on our side. The media is not on our side. The athletes aren't on our side. The movie stars on our side. If anything is going to change in this country, it's up to you and me, the bottom of the barrel, the people at the bottom of the pyramid have to wake up and figure out what to do. So that's that. So then what I love about Nancy, and I love about all these politicians, God, do they lie. There must be a school they go to become polished liars. Nancy Pelosi says she fell. She fell for a setup. She fell for a setup. Okay. Maybe they called her and said, hey, why don't you come down? We'll give you a blow dry and a haircut. No. When she was caught getting a wash and blow dry in defiance of COVID, she's blaming the salon owner who had nothing to do with it. She's blaming the girl that rents space from the salon owner. Man, these people, they must have cojones as big as watermelons. And she's a woman. I mean, it's really just comical how they... And why is she still, she's 80 years old. Why is she still there? Why does she keep getting reelected? And when her district is full of homeless, going to the bathroom on the streets and shooting heroin and leaving their needles. And she keeps getting elected. Tell me, ladies and gentlemen. All right, so I love this one. Tucker Carlson, he has a real issue with Chris Cuomo. Olivia, can you play this for us?
Well, you remember Michael Cohen. He was a lawyer in New York. He was once the president's lawyer. A couple of years ago, Michael Cohen was indicted for tax evasion, among other things, and he went to prison. When the topic of Michael Cohen comes up, the one thing everyone who knows Michael Cohen can agree on, the one thing is that he's a sleazeball, not a minor sleazeball, but an epic sleazeball, a Hollywood-level sleazeball. If they ever make Sleazeball the movie, Michael Cohen will play the lead, and he'll be in every sequel, too. He'll have to be. He was born for that role. So it's interesting to note that among Michael Cohen's close personal friends is an anchor on the cable news network, and not just any CNN anchor, but the CNN anchor given to the most overheated possible moral lectures. The first guy on that channel to invoke God himself and the Blessed Mother if necessary, as he scolds you for not living up to his high ethical standards. That man's name is Christopher Charles Cuomo, son of one governor, brother of another, Yale graduate, weightlifter, deeply good person. And also, we now learn, a buddy of Michael Cohen's. We know this because we have an audio tape of a conversation between the two men. Apparently, there are many tapes like this. But tonight, we're going to play you just a portion of one. Before you listen to this, try to remember what Chris Cuomo sounds like when you watch him on television. You've seen him, admit it. Then compare that version, that memory, the official, morally inflated Chris Cuomo, to the guy you hear in this recording. Here you go.
You know, I'm always careful when I talk to media, you know?
Right.
Do you know how many phone calls I've gotten from people at ABC who say that reporters are calling and lying about things they heard about me to try to get stories about me when I was at ABC? Guys calling and saying, I heard he was the Charlie Rose of ABC, used to invite women to the hotel and open his bathroom. Do I look like the kind of guy who's got to do that?
Sure, why not?
But you're insane. So, lying. So I already have a good source that says that he forced one woman to have sex. I just want to know if you've ever heard anything like that. There is no woman.
Right.
There is none of that.
So here's the problem.
Women who do work there saying, oh, yeah, you know, some of these men and naming me with other guys. You know, we bumped into each other once in the elevator and he put his hand on my shoulder and he made me really uncomfortable. I mean, what the f***?
It's a problem. And now you.
So I'm careful with the media always.
Right.
I've always told you the media is not your friend.
No.
Whoa, well, there's a lot to unpack here. But the first thing you notice is that Chris Cuomo is agitated. He's mad, really mad. And you know what makes him maddest of all? The suggestion that he's got to act like some old guy, Charlie Rose, to get the ladies, sandbagging women in hotel rooms with an open bathrobe. Do I look like the kind of effing guy who's got to do that? He asks his pal Michael Cohen. Cohen's response, sure, why not? Open bathrobes seem normal to Michael Cohen. But Chris Cuomo disagrees. Chris Cuomo doesn't need cheesy tricks like that. Chris Cuomo is on television. Chris Cuomo could bench press your Subaru. Open bathrobes are for losers. Chris Cuomo is not a loser. But you know who is a loser? Big time? All those women who keep accusing Chris Cuomo of sexual harassment. They claim he bothered them in elevators. Now, if women made those claims against you, Chris Cuomo might very well denounce you on his TV show. Call for your firing. Call for your banishment from decent society. These are women making the charges, after all. You must believe women. Women's voices must be heard. Me too, and all that. But that is not what Chris Cuomo tells his friend Michael Cohen, not even close. You get the sense as you listen that neither one of these guys is a big feminist. When Chris and Michael get together, they can let their hair down and be themselves. So Chris spares Michael the Me Too lecture. He doesn't say anything about women's voices, nothing flattering anyway. Instead, he says, and we're quoting here, I mean, what the F? In other words, these girls, they're crazy. All of them want a piece of Chris Cuomo. Maybe some of them want to get bench pressed, if you know what I mean. So they're making up these crazy lies, you know, like women do. Hormones, probably. But Michael Cohen is not convinced by this explanation. Even Michael Cohen takes women more seriously than that. Well, it's a problem, Cohen begins to say, but Chris Cuomo cuts him off. When you're talking to Chris Cuomo, you don't actually get to talk much. So unfortunately, we never learn who are all these women who claim they've been sexually harassed by Chris Cuomo. What are their names? Have they received financial settlements from CNN or ABC? Well, we asked those questions yesterday to CNN. We sent them the tape you just heard. We sent it to someone at the PR department called Matt Dornick, as well as to that weird kid who hosts the media show. They didn't respond. Was their reaction the same as Chris Cuomo's? I mean, what the F? We could only guess. Maybe they think women are crazy, too. Chris Cuomo hasn't called us either, and you can see why. We work in the media. And if there's one thing that Chris Cuomo hates, it's the media. Though obviously he defends the media night after night on his show, but he doesn't mean it, not at all. As he told his old pal Michael Cohen more than once, I've always told you, the media is not your friend. Actually, we're starting to like Chris Cuomo.
So a couple comments. One, of all the talking heads, I think Tucker Carlson is probably the best, but I don't trust him either, because he'll push an agenda when they tell him to. Secondly, I think Chris Cuomo is the biggest phony hypocrite that I've ever seen. And that goes for his brother. I think it's Andrew, who's the governor as well, whose father was the governor. But Chris was born at home base and thought he hit a home run. And he's the one that had COVID-19 and came on the show every day and supposed to be in his basement, but he was actually out without a mask. They're all liars, hypocrites. They're paid propagandists. Quit trusting them. Quit following them. Use your own mind. Follow your heart. Trust your gut, or we're screwed, ladies and gentlemen. So let's move on to another story. Citizen Free Press, another dishonest journalist, Joe Reed, just compared Trump voters to Muslim jihadis. That's a big stretch, ladies and gentlemen. But these people, they have no conscience. They have no moral guideline. And we keep turning them off. Cancel your cable bill. Turn these people off. Find some good sites on the internet. Get the real news and go out and change this place. Jesus. Okay, here we go. Here's another story. Rick Greenwell, who was the director of national intelligence. So this is about Adam Schiff, who's a leaker and a liar. Okay. So he was big. There's Russian propaganda that proved to be all false, all a government hit job on Trump. So now they have to give their intelligence reports in writing, because when they do it verbally, then guys like Schiff, they leak it to New York Times or whoever. And then when they're under oath, they say the truth. But it's just all bullshit, ladies and gentlemen. And we got to quit talking about it. All right. His next article is this guy, Brian Stelter. I don't know him very well, but he's on CNN. But he happened to be a guest on C-SPAN. Livy, if you'd be kind enough to play this piece.
And you guys always talk about how many times Trump has lied. I've calculated that I think with your chyrons and with, you know, I don't know if there's any journalists left at CNN, but I know that, you know, if I were to estimate about 300 different, you know, distortions or misinformation that we get out of CNN, and you have to watch them in the airport, which is harsh, but if you added all that up to 46 months, it comes out to be 300,000 plus distortions of truth. So my thing is here is that you guys, this is how low you'll go, is that you went out and you made lies, and you defamed a child, and then you had to settle out of court to pay this child for distorting information about this young individual. So I would say, you know, if anything that's happening at CNN and anybody who buys your book, it's really just one of those things that is dividing our nation. And I don't believe in dividing our nation. It hurts our great nation. And so CNN is really the enemy of the truth. And that's my opinion. Thank you.
Brian Stelter.
I'm grateful for the call, and I know that you're not the only person that feels this way. There has been a process of radicalization that's happened in this country with media bashing that is absolutely unprecedented. You know, 20, 30 years ago, conservatives talked about media bias, and there were some really valid points to that critique. It is absolutely true that lots of journalists are based in New York and Washington. They're based in big cities. They have liberal leanings, and mainstream newsrooms are built to make sure that that bias doesn't seep into the news coverage. And yet sometimes it does. I absolutely acknowledge that. I think it's different to talk about things as if they're enemies. No American is an enemy of another American. No news outlet is an enemy of America.
So it was really nice to see a listener call in and just put this guy to it, you know. So people are waking up. Journalists are liars. They're paid liars. They're paid propagandists. They're pushing the agenda of the elite. And that guy's a fraud, and this guy called him on it. So amen for that. So I'm going to move quickly right now, because here's where I think they're headed. This election is going to be a nightmare. Okay, I think if it's an honest election, Trump wins 70-30. But I don't think it will be. They're setting him up right now. Here's an article from the Washington Examiner. Bill Clinton: Trump will be stacking sandbags to stay in the White House after defeat. Former President Bill Clinton and his wife Hillary Rodham Clinton are increasing their warnings that President Trump will not accept defeat in the fall election and will scheme to keep control of the White House. Here's what I think. So, and this isn't my idea. I read this at jimstone.is. And he says, hey, you know, the Democrats are notoriously known for stuffing these ballots and creating false elections. And all this Russian stuff is a hoax. But they might cheat for Trump, and then Trump wins in a landslide, and then they prove that, you know, even though they're going to do it, you can't trust these people. And it's just going to be a mess. And so it's interesting that right now they're talking about how this election is going to be contested. So that's one article, right? Here's a Breitbart article, Bloomberg, okay, Bloomberg, the Michael Bloomberg, the rich guy who just did terrible in the Democratic primaries, funded group. Trump might win election night, but Joe Biden will win days later due to mail-in votes. I predict that this is going to be another 2000 election, Gore versus Bush, and they're going to create a mess out of this. And whatever happens, the other side's not going to accept it, and they're just going to create all kinds of turmoil around this election by design, because I don't think the Democrat, if it's an honest election, I don't think they have a prayer, and I'll show you in a second why I think that. Here's a tweet from Byron York, who is a real liberal Democrat. View rapidly picking up steam in resistance. Never Trump. Some media circles. There is no legitimate way Trump can win the election. No legitimate way. So he's going to fix it. Okay. Therefore, if he wins, it will be illegitimate and must be resisted. That's what they're all starting to say right now. Here's the ACLU, another article from Breitbart. ACLU fights to count mass mail ballots, even if the signatures don't match voter rolls. This thing is going to be a mess, ladies and gentlemen. Here's an article from Breitbart again. Pelosi, Trump trying to suppress the vote with confusion. Really? My goodness. Okay, here's another one. Chris Cuomo's brother, Andy. Cuomo delays release of data on New York's COVID-19 nursing home deaths until after election, because the data shows that sick people that had the flu, COVID-19 flu, were put back in these nursing homes where other elderly people got it, and they died. Which, what did it do for Cuomo? It inflated the death numbers, okay? It's all a scam, ladies and gentlemen. So we don't have much time, and I got to get going here. But so I love this one, though. And this, we're going to have a little comedy right now. Comedy break. Can Joe come out and debate Mrs. Biden? Olivia, will you play this clip for us?
Mrs. Biden. Can Joe come out and debate?
I'm sorry. He can't. But why don't you try again?
Mrs. Biden. Can Joe come out and debate?
He doesn't want to.
Can we at least see him so we'll know that he's alive? I told you, he's not even alive.
Yo, Joe, come on out, man.
Yeah, come on out.
What are you doing?
Yeah, come on out.
Come on, man.
Kids, I'm sorry. No, he knew.
Okay, guys, we'll be back.
Yeah, I think there's four debates scheduled. I'll be surprised if they happen. And if they do, I mean, it's going to be a bloodbath for Biden, in my opinion, unless somebody protects this poor guy. So breaking news, Citizen Free Press breaking. Chris Wallace, son of Mike Wallace, 60 Minute fame, chosen as moderator for first debate. You know, I'm not a big fan of this talking head either. I think he's duplicitous and disingenuous like they all are, but that's the guy that's going to do it. So I do like this next guy, Greg Gutfeld. He's a Fox guy, but he's more of a comedian, but he does give some serious honest reviews. So he says Biden's in serious trouble. Olivia, will you play this piece for me?
Was he hitting the right notes there, Greg?
He's in trouble. You know, Dave Smith, a comedian, made a great point. The fact that right now Joe Biden has to forcefully condemn these riots, which was an obvious point 2 months ago, proves that the Democrats botched their convention by avoiding violence altogether. And it's really going to be hard for the Democrats to pin this on Trump after he offered aid to the liberal mayors, which they rejected, while the Democrat leaders, such as Kamala Harris, was endorsing posting bail for the rioters. So let that sink in. While Trump was offering to stop the destruction, they were more interested in letting the destroyers out to loot and burn again. So let's follow the Joe's logic and the Democrats' logic. One, ignore the violence and even mock those who were concerned. Two, turn down Trump's offer for help. Three, bail out the rioters. Then when it could no longer be ignored because you didn't get a bounce from your convention and CNN's imploring you, you better do something. Then you come out and say it's bad. Only if you can link it politically to your adversary shamelessly, even though he tried to help you. And then you pretend. You pretend that you never ignored the violence as if there's no record of it. There's this thing called cable TV. We can look up every clip where Don Lemon or what's that other clown, Cuomo, mocked the violence as it was happening. So I think it gets more and more pathetic for Joe. I'm convinced that if one of his handlers went up to him and said, Joe, I need you to read the instructions to this IKEA bookcase on live TV, he would do it. He'd be step one, America, separate the screws into little piles. How's that?
That's not easy. You should all.
So, I mean, I don't know what to say, but it all of, I mean, listen, hey, you know, speaking of Trump, okay, Michael Cohen, that was Trump's lawyer for a long time. They're all, it's a big club, ladies and gentlemen, and you and me ain't in it. They're all corrupt. They're all liars. And none of them have our best interests. And we sit there and watch them and we, it's insane. Okay, here's the next one. This is, did Biden just lie or suffer cognitive failure during rally? So long story short, he's all over the news saying that fracking is no good and it's dirty and we shouldn't do it. And then they ask him about it and he's, because he's in Pennsylvania where it's going to cost a bunch of jobs, he says he's all for it. They are all liars, all of them. Trump, Clinton, Biden, I don't care. They all are liars. And they would sell their soul for a vote. That's how bad they are. But I will say this. Here's another article from Breitbart. Donald Trump, Joe Biden on some kind of enhancement and should be tested before debate. And it goes on to say he was a complete imbecile and idiot on some of these debates, the Democratic primary debates, until he debated Bernie. And so Trump is suggesting that they gave him something to make him smarter, whether it be Adderall or some sort of injection, I don't know, because he seems smarter. And this is Trump that said, when he was debating Clinton in 2016, he said, I don't know who that lady was, because she looked 20 years younger than Hillary, but I don't know who that lady was I just debated, implying that it was a body double. I don't know. I'm not going to go out there and say that that was true. All I'm just saying is these people play games. They use CGI, they do all kinds of things to pull the wool over our eyes, and they'll do anything to get elected, including murder. All right, let's move on to the next one. So here's why I say Trump. So I mean, one thing about Trump, man, he's got the people behind him. I really, really believe this, you know, and I study this, I read this, and I read all the comments. But this is when Trump went to Kenosha, where this kid Kyle shot these guys, and now he's in jail for attempted murder. 15 miles of people standing on the side of the road to welcome Trump. And they love this guy. They believe him. They love him. They think he's the savior. And I hope and pray that he is. I have my doubts. But I know the other side's not going to get the job done. And So he's the best bet in this, what I call selection, not election. And when I bring this up, because Biden, there's another Breitbart article, Biden to visit Wisconsin. So he was, you know, here's what's funny. The Democrats and Biden, they pretended that the protesters weren't looters, they weren't rioters, they weren't murderers. They were just good old protesters protesting against racism. Okay, but now that they're getting their asses kicked in the polls, okay, and it's all about winning the polls, now he's going to Wisconsin, now he's coming on every day and saying this violence has got to go because they're losing ground in the polls. They know it. They blew it. It's all Democratic cities. I don't think they have a prayer in this election if it's honest, but I think they're going to rig it. They're going to make it so messy that we may never get a winner. And we don't have a winner by January 20th. Guess who's the president? 80-year-old Nancy Pelosi, ladies and gentlemen. So here's this commercial, if you would, Olivia, new commercial on riots from the RNC.
The domestic enemies are right at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
There needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there's unrest in our lives.
If you see anybody from that cabinet,
St. John's Church.
And as you can see, there's definitely a fire here.
It's burning right now in the Fairfax District. Protesters confronted Republican Senator Rand Paul.
These people are tearing up our lives.
So that's a new Republican ad, and they're taking advantage of this violence in these Democratic cities to get votes, and so can't blame them for that. So this next article, I printed three of them, actually. It has to do, I thought this was the Dems October surprise, even though it's September 2nd, with this lady that worked on the inauguration with Melania Trump, a former friend. It doesn't appear that me, I watched this interview on Rachel Maddow last night, and I go, man, I gotta be honest with the audience. If they're corrupt and they really stole a bunch of money, I gotta cover it. But I started reading about it today. It looks to me like this girl wanted to write a book and she had sour grapes. They paid her a lot of money to do the inauguration. She's throwing Melania under the bus, I think to sell books. I think that's just a big nothing burger, and it's going to backfire on these people. So that was my take after studying. When I watched it on Rachel Maddow, I go, hey, man, we got to cover this. But I think it's a bunch of BS at this point in the game. All right, here we go. So watch this one. Liberals call for violence over and over again, yet left blames Trump. Play this for us, Olivia.
I just don't even know why they're aren't uprisings all over the country. Maybe there will be.
People need to start taking to the streets. This is a dictator.
You know, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there's unrest in our lives.
Enemies of the state.
Show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
When they go low, we kick.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
The biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right up to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. I said, even if he lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. You would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. I said, if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump, and that's a fact.
Look, as his character is stabbed to death.
Where is John Wilkes Booth when you need him?
This way. That's it right there, pulling up.
I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
A Missouri state senator is under investigation by the Secret Service after saying she hopes President Trump is assassinated.
I will go and take Trump out tonight.
And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome. run anymore, anywhere.
And sadly, the domestic enemies to our voting system and our honoring our Constitution are right at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
They're not going to stop before Election Day in November, and they're not going to stop after Election Day. And that should be, everyone should take note of that on both levels, that this isn't, they're not going to let up, and they should not.
If you think we're rallying now, you ain't seen nothing yet.
So there you have it. We only have a few minutes left. I'm not going to get through all these news stories. We're going to leave links for everything for you. The next one is a 9-second clip. We're not even going to play right now, but the very last thing, they hold a guy down, they kick him right in the face, Trump supporter. And then you got to watch this one. It's 3 minutes and 10 seconds long, but a man is trying to put gas in his car, and the protesters are, he's got a big old truck, and the protesters are locking arms like they're going to stop this truck. Then he gets in there. You got to watch this. He puts gas in his car, and they're in his face. You know, say his name, say her name. Guy just wants to put gas in his car, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, who are these people? So the celebrities and others are predicting a race war. And I think that the coronavirus, I don't think they can lock us down again. They may try. They might create another even worse event. Who knows what these people are going to do? But I don't think it's going to work. But I do think they're going to create a mess with this election. They're going to create race wars. We'll link here to an article where Antifa and BLM, they go and vandalize the mayor in San Jose, California's home. Right there, you can see it. The mayor Willer in Portland, they did the same thing to his home. He's protecting these people. The Oregon State Troopers have now been federalized, so they can arrest these people and charge them with federally. So that's a big change. Mayor Willer in Portland has said, "Oh, sorry, neighbors, that they tried to burn us down. I'm going to move." Here's what I think, ladies and gentlemen. Get prepared. Get prepared now. Have some food, some water, some friends, some family, some weapons, some plan B. I hope it doesn't go this bad. But man, I've never seen anything like this in my whole life. I think the election is going to be a mess. We don't know what's going to happen with COVID-19, if they're going to try to shut us down again. The economy is going to break. So all this stuff is coming to a head. A lot of people talking about end times. All I know is it's insane. It's crazy. And it's up to you and me. No one's going to come save us. It's up to us. And you and me against them. And there's so many more of us, but we are so divided. So I know liberals on the left that hate Trump, they're great, honest, good people. I know conservatives on the right that love Trump, they're good, honest people. We got to quit, get rid of this divide and realize that's not the problem. That's not the solution. It's us against them. And if we can figure that out, then maybe we have a shot. Anyways, we hope to see you Monday. It's Labor Day. Happy Labor Day. Have a great weekend. We're going to give you, if you want to be on the show in the Creation Frequency, email me Mike at Mike Murphy Unfiltered. I'll give you a free book, a free course. You'll get something out of it. That's this Friday, 11 a.m. pre-record. Email me Mike at Mike Murphy Unfiltered. Until Monday at 5, have a great week, a great weekend, and go out and make it the best week of your life.
You've been listening to Get Real with Mike Murphy. We all need to wake up before it's too late. Learn to question everything, open your mind, and own your power. For more information on Mike and his work, visit MikeMurphyUnfiltered.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.